Blog Talk Radio.
No love in your heart, so sorry, then there is no hope for you. beautiful lyrics to that song, isn't it? Tomorrow people don't know your future if you don't know your past. It's quite true. That's why we become a monstrosity, a byword among nations, because we do anything, any way, anyhow, to whomever, without any protocol, codes, or whatever, without any rules or procedures, just going about our business thinking that we're pleasing the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's asinine, my brothers and sisters. That's a foolhardy pursuit. It does not suffice for the Most High, and it's certainly not working for you. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show, a show that we study people that know their past and have some inkling of their future. That's why we study the word of Yah. That's why his footsteps are our pathways, meaning his words are our pathways, because we don't want to be tomorrow people that has no future because we don't know our past. We don't study to find out what mistakes our elders, our ancients made to guide us in this situation that we find ourselves. And nor do we have the inclination. We're so complacent that we don't want to know, some of us. And unfortunately, we have become the monstrosity among nations that no one is beating a pathway to our doors as we should have people beating a pathway to our doors. Why? To find out the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Now, if you don't study him, ain't nobody coming your way. You ain't got nothing to talk about. That's why you always come on the block. What's happening? What's going on? Because you don't know nothing. And what you do find out, ain't worth two dead flies. It's true. Tomorrow, people. And perhaps you're wondering, Yamsu, why do we need to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov? The white man gave us Jesus, okay? Your enemy gave you a God, and you're satisfied with that? You're complacent with that? Where do anyone, enemy, give them any God to do anything for them of any significance? And certainly in the case of us, it's not working for us. They'll shoot you down in them churches. There's actually a little boy that went in the church in Birmingham, Alabama, and shot them 9 people. It's true. Tomorrow, people. And perhaps you're wondering, Yamsu, I saw a guy choke a guy out on the subway and killed him. They didn't give him no charge. You would expect more of that. If you look anything remotely like us, you could expect more of it. Tomorrow, people, because you don't know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing. And you have no inkling of your future. That's why these studies are imperative. That's why the fundamentals, the protocol, procedures, and rules are imperative. That's why we need to get them right. This is not a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's factual, based upon evidence of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise and bless his holy name. That's what we should be getting into. You want to vote every 2 years out of your way? You want to vote every 4 years out of your and find solutions? You want to march, protest, and ramble and rave and carry on and whatnot? That's not going to get you out of the situation that you find yourselves in. You know what's going to get you out of this situation? Crying out to the Most High, asking forgiveness for our ancient ones, crying out for us in the continuum, gathering ourselves together, doing what we can, when we can, and how we can for our people, our widows. Our children don't have mamas. As a matter of fact, none of us really got any mamas and daddies. And doing what we can, when we can, and how we can, while we wait on the Most High. Crying simply to the Most High is simply not going to suffice. But doing what you can, when you can, and how you can will suffice in accordance to the Most High word. Praise and bless his holy name. And perhaps you're wondering, Yamsuf Arif, who is the we you're making reference to? They are lead students because we're all students. Because these studies don't stop till our casket drops. Our kings knew this. Our high priests knew this. And you need to learn this. You need to study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov every day and then some. And you must become redundant in your studies to get this right so it becomes second nature to you. So you don't want to be like them, do you? You don't want to be like Walking Dead Negroes and Negresses who are socially engineered and conditioned by the system to be a monstrosity, do you? Or do you want to be the man, a woman, or a child that the Most High wants you to be the best under these circumstances? And the only thing can offer you the best under these circumstances is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. You're following every Tom, Dick, and Harriet. They don't know nothing. As I said, that's why they come on the block. What's going on? What's happening? What's up? Because they don't know what's up. They don't know what's happening. They don't know what's going on. And they're simply a monstrosity. But we have the opportunity today to get the fundamentals right. We have the opportunity today to learn to love one another and appreciate one another and see the value in each other. Even that homeless brother that was choked out on the train in the subway in New York City. There's no throwaway life in Hebrew Israelism. Every life is important. Even that brother on the train in the subway in New York City. May the Most High bless him, and may he bless you too. And the two people I'm making reference to, these lead students who shared a load with me to help you in your studies, is Sister Aviar in New York City. She's a little down in the dump because she's had dental surgery, but she's all ears, and she's on deck. Brother Cartrell of New York City. And what do I know about them? All you need to know about them, which is, which you should be, that they love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they love their brothers and sisters as they love themselves. That's all you need. You don't need to know them people's personal business. But know this, they're not getting paid for this. They're not seeking special accolades for this. They're doing it because we all should be doing it. We're duty-bound and morally obligated to do no less as far as the Most High is concerned and each other. Praise Yah and bless Yah name. So let me bring him on for you. Well, let me bring Cartrell on at least. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Bless y'all, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Shalom, Brother Yam Su. May the Most High bless you. Sister Abby, I know you're out there. Hope the dentist ain't why your mouth shut. But all praise to the Most High.
You wrong with that.
You know what? Shalom, brother. Yeah, okay, you're going to make me laugh. My stitches going to look at. All praise and glory to Yah.
Praise
Yah. I can't laugh, but you're funny, Cartier, Brother Cartier. That's okay, though.
I mean to make you laugh because I know that dentist work really hurts.
Okay.
Cartier, so sad, y'all. The numbers are still increasing. We have 5,203 people, three students that are studying along with us. 5,203 people. The numbers are steady increasing. Praise God.
Praise God. You know how many numbers we should have up?
5 million. How many people in America? How many of us in America? What is it?
How many people 30, in the world?
Yeah. About us. Praise God.
At least 7 billion.
Yeah.
Because the world is out of order. The world's out of control. We like on the brink of World War III. And if we don't know the Most High, trust me, we're going to be in trouble.
You better believe it. You better believe it, brother. Well, Cartrell, Sister Abby, our fellow students, if anyone doesn't have anything else to say, we're ready to proceed in our sessions.
Just one more thing.
Go ahead,
that,
brother.
That music. I see you getting deep into reggae, and reggae music brings a lot of truth.
Exactly.
And tomorrow's people, that's who we are. That's how that hit me. Even though we don't know our past, we don't know where we're going in the future, the Most High said we are tomorrow's people.
Tomorrow's people. I like that, Katja. It makes sense. I like that, brother.
Yeah, man.
That's deep. Thank you, Katja.
I mean... That's the way it hit me.
Yeah.
I don't know how it hit you.
It's profound. And I like that. Yeah, it's profound. I like that, brother. Makes sense. We are tomorrow's people. Praise Yah.
Sound like he was trying to wake us up in that song. Wake up.
Wake up.
You might miss tomorrow.
Exactly. Praise y'all. But if they continue to study along with us, we're going to make sure that they don't miss tomorrow. Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
Cartrell, Sister Abby, our fellow students, turn to chapter 24 of Shemot. No, I'm not talking about Exodus, although some of you call it Exodus. That is not the correct name. That's a Greek correct name. The Hebrew name is Shemot, meaning the book of names. And the most important one in these books, all of these books, for that matter, is concerned, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Bless and praise his holy name. 24th chapter. Y'all get there? I'm already there. I'm waiting on you. All right. Let's dive into it, brothers and sisters. Let's dive into it. Good to hear your voice, Sister Abia. Good to hear your voice. Now, he said to Moses, come up to Yah, you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, not all of them, just 70, and worship from afar. And Moses alone shall come near Yah, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him, not all the people, Isaac. So Moses came and told the people all the words of Yah and all the judgments. Now all the people, in accordance, agreed with this, our elders, our ancients, and answered with one voice and said, all the words which Yah has said, we shall do, which they did. And Moses wrote all the words of Yah. What's that, Katriel?
They was lying.
They were lying. Lying to themselves and our each other, just like we could continue on do today, Katriel. And he rose early
at that
in the
point.
Go ahead.
Yeah, at that point, they were so fearful of the Most High's presence that they would say anything.
Exactly.
So they agreed to something that they didn't really understand. They said, everything that Yah says, we will do. And that's what they should have did.
They should have did it. Contrary is so right. And we should do it. Because the mistake they made got us in the situation we find ourselves in. And if we continue lying to ourselves and to each other, and not following Yah's word, we're going to continue in this captivity. And Moses wrote all the words of Yah, and he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offering of oxen to Yah. And Moses took half of the blood, put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant, the contract, and read in the hearing of the people. And they said, all that Yah has said, we will do, and be obedient, which they did. And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant, which is contract, which Yah has made with you, according to all these words. Who words? Your words? My words? No, Yah's words.
So, Yah, so.
Yes, my brother.
This is where Christianity gets the blood covenant.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But this was the actual blood covenant that the Most High made with the whole nation.
Exactly.
And it was a covenant that bounded not only them at that time, for all their children, for all generations.
Exactly.
So what they did that day affects us today.
Exactly. Praise y'all. It certainly does.
Praise y'all.
And that's why people don't seem to understand why the situation we find ourselves a bad word among nations, a monstrosity. Because we refuse, just like our ancients, we keep lying to ourselves and one another and refuse to be obedient to the Most High. And thus, you're going to have the outcome. It's a domino effect. If you continue doing what you're doing, the domino effect is the way the domino fall is what's going to fall upon you. If you don't change up, I like to say that, Katja, it's a poor wind that doesn't ever change. It's a poor wind that doesn't never change. We have to change up, people. We have to stop what we're doing. We have to stop lying to ourselves and each other. And we need to start following Yah's word, point blank. Even in this captivity, you can do certain things. Certain things you can't do because you have to do it within the confines of the land. Or some things you can do, especially in regards to each other, especially in regards to the treatment of one another, especially in regard for the love for one another, especially in regards for the care for one another. But we hate anything that remotely looks like us and willing to write rap songs about killing it and making $1 billion. What a monstrosity. Praise Yah. Bless his holy name. Not on the mountain with Yah. And Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw Yah of Israel. They didn't actually see him. They saw a representation, because you can't see God, Yah, and live. They saw an image, a representation of Yah. And there was under his feet, as it were, paved work of sapphire stone. It was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw Yah, and they ate and drank. Then Yah said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone, the commandments, and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. See, people, you have to be instructed. You can be like Chicken Little all you want to, and say an acorn fell on your head and the sky is falling. What happened to Chicken Little? Chicken Little lied to himself. An acorn didn't fall on his head and went around preaching a lie. You have to be taught the Most High. And if you are not taught the Most High, you don't know the... And stop saying a miracle fell on my head and Jesus talked to me. Okay? You've been socially engineered and conditioned to go about a false precepts, a false understanding. And you're going around preaching that nonsense to people. But you have to be taught the way of Yah. And you have to teach each other the way of Yah. It is just that simple. But unfortunately, because we are socially engineered and conditioned to believe what white people tell us. And this is no onus on all white people. It's no onus on all of us. But for the most part, some of you out there believe anything a white man tell you. And if a brother like Cartier or a sister like Aviyah came to you, told you what Yah said, you're stoners. You're treated like the ancient prophets were treated. Oh, that nigga don't know what he's talking about. Who he think he is. Who she thinks she is. Oh, we ain't nothing. Truth be told. But Yah is everything. And then stop listening to your enemies teach you your God. Your enemies can't teach you your God. Only your brothers and sisters who are associated with him, who are obedient to him, who are humble to him, who follow him, can teach you Yah's word. It's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah. And we can see here too, Yamsu.
Yes.
That you just can't run up on the Most High God.
No.
Just because you want to talk to God, you want to meet him face to face, you ain't ready.
You ain't ready.
Talking about Moses bringing the elders, 70 elders, and Aaron and his two sons up in the mountain, and they couldn't even go as far as Moses went.
Exactly.
So there's degrees to this. It ain't as simple as they try to make it in church.
Exactly. And it shouldn't be, contrary, because a lie is
not.
A lie, talking about church. I'm talking about church people. A lie is easy to do. The truth is much more difficult. And you have to be serious of mind. And you have to love what you're doing. You have to love Yah with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And you have to love your brothers and sisters, have any regard for them as you love yourself. But unfortunately, some people don't love themselves, Cartier. That's why it's hard for them to love their brothers and sisters. They hate what remotely looks like them. You need to stop hating yourself. Thus, you can learn to love your brothers and sisters. See the valuable and the preciousness, like Cartier refers to, are those stones in each flag, the tribes. Those are precious, precious stones. And certainly are you, and certainly are your brothers and sisters. Start treating them preciously, even though they don't treat themselves preciously. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Praise Yah. So in this chapter,
You know what I was thinking of too, when it said about the blood, that
right.
I guess like the Catholics do, talking about the communion or whatever it is, talking
right.
about the wine is drinking the blood of Jesus.
Oh, is that right?
That is so crazy when we know from the study that it even tell you don't even touch that blood, you don't even eat blood from an animal that like they do something out, make my steak rare, all that kind of mess. Some
mm-hmm.
people have really got people full talk about Jesus and then you go sit up in the restaurant and say a blessing to Jesus and eating rare meat, the blood dripping. I mean, that's so crazy.
You ain't lying.
Okay,
like what they did, they all said they were going to obey Yah. Even like today, even some people that know the word and know what Yah expects to do is getting some trouble. And they said, they go to Yah, oh, Yah, help me. Oh, God, help me. You get me out of this mess. I'll do this and I'll do that. As soon as y'all help them out, they right back doing the dirty work. But you can't do that with y'all. When you tell y'all we going to do something, you better do it.
You better keep your vow. It could be far worse for you. It could be far worse for you after you made that vow and y'all have given you release and then you go right back into the mire, into the vomit. You can't do that, brothers and sisters.
Indeed.
Right.
So, Sister Abby, I hit on a really critical point, because communion in the Catholic Church, when they give it, it's supposed to be the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, right?
Exactly.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what you're supposed to do to an offering. You're supposed to eat the meat that you offer. That's why when they right. offered it on a mountain, they ate and drank. They didn't drink blood, but
mm-mm.
they
mm-hmm.
ate the meat that they sacrificed to the Most High.
So, exactly.
So you're telling me that had you been there when Jesus was on the cross, you would have took his body down and took a piece of it and ate it?
No.
How asinine, gotcha. How asinine.
Oh, you laughing. But that's the mentality. It's the body and the blood of Jesus, communion.
Mm.
That's what they do.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay.
But how asinine,
Godfrey. We see here, yeah, we see here in this chapter that we're reading that no way, shape, form is God a man, is he?
No. No.
Some people were scared to go to the mountain. And they heard his voice speaking. And they said, don't speak to us no more. Yah said, okay, I'm going to send prophets.
Exactly.
Don't sound like no man to me.
No. Not to me either, brother.
No.
Not to me either. Well, you know how the Roman Catholic Church came about, right? And other religions came as a derivative of it by way of the Nicene Council. Then they established the Roman Catholic Church. Then you have the word religion means different, divided. And so is that what Yah does to his people? Division, divided? No. I mean, you have to take this, the whole picture into view. You got to get out your just one-dimensional thinking and think multidimensional. And see, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. Because the first one that derived from the Roman Catholic Church was Lutheran, by way of Martin Luther. He went and nailed some demands on the church door, the Roman Catholic, then he divided himself from them. Then you got the Baptist, all these other religions and so on and so forth is a derivative of the Roman Catholic Church. You have to know the history of things. Most importantly, know your own history so you can know your future. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
Like you said, religion is for division.
Right.
And what was their intent to divide? The 12 tribes, the nation? Which they did. But it wound up backfiring on them because it divided them too.
Exactly. Praise Yah, Katria. Thank you very much, brother.
Praise
Thank you very much, Abia. And it says, so Moses arose with his assistant, Joshua. Joshua was always in concert with Moses, and he listened to his teaching, obviously. And Moses went up to the mountain of Yah. And he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man has a difficulty, let him go to them. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of Yah rested on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh, he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud, and the sight of the glory of Yah was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain. And in the eyes of the children of Israel, they saw this awesome sight. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up into the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, getting Yah's instructions. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel Sestavia, you have the mic, and Yah put in a word for Yah.
How much courage did it take Moses to go up into that mountain?
Oh, man. It took all the courage he had and then some.
You can't even imagine what they saw during that time. The presence of the Most High on Mount Sinai. He hasn't done that since that time. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure if he did it again, it would be a tremendous, awesome, dumbfounding, fearful sight.
It would be, Roger. I imagine it would be. To stand there and look up at that mountain and see a cloud descend upon it and see the fire and it's thundering and the mountain is shaking. It would be a fearsome, awesome sight, Kadriel.
That's why Yah only chooses certain men to be prophets. Everybody can't be a prophet.
Nope.
But in this, you notice that Aaron had his two sons. So the Most High already foresaw that he was going to make Aaron and his sons the priesthood of the nation. That's why they had the privilege of going up, because these are young men. He wanted the elders, and he called Joshua and Aaron's two sons. So now we see the youth in play.
Exactly. We need our youth. We don't need to be following our youth. Right. We don't need to be following our youth unless you're a king or a prince of a tribe or a high priest. Mm-hmm. But in generality, our young men need to be following their elders. And young women. That's why you learn. That's where you learn instructions and teachings. They've been there, done that. They've experienced that. Praise God. There are protocols and procedures for any nation. If you're gonna have a constructive and positive nation, praise God and bless His holy name.
And you have to have wise, intelligent, positive elders. Can't have no old fools.
Bro, you sure ain't lying. It's true. You sure ain't lying, brother.
Mm-hmm. But you was going to say something, Sister Abia? I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm good over here.
Okay. All right.
I'll pray.
Godre, if you're ready to proceed to the next segment of study, the students and I, Sister Abia, we're ready to proceed.
What they say in Tennessee? Show enough.
Show enough. Maine.
Show up.
Maine. Go ahead, Kadriel. Kadriel, it reads, Sister it's 45, right? The song 45, right? Psalms?
Yeah, that's it, 45.
Okay. Now, here's what they said, Kadriel. We know better. And you're going to find out when you study the book of these studies, they're talking about the Messiah. But you need to know what the Messiah is. And his bride. I don't know where he got that from. You need to know the meaning of Messiah in the first place. And his bride. So they're trying to make reference to this Jesus thing. But it doesn't make reference to that. They've stolen that. They've studied this. And they tried to put Jesus in this. That's not true. And it says the glory of the Messiah and his bride. Let me repeat. This is not correct. The glory of the Messiah and his bride. To the chief musicians said to the cities, a contemplation of the songs of Korah, a song of love. Let me repeat that. To the chief musicians said to the cities, a contemplation of the songs of Korah, a song of love. And that's why I said, don't let your enemy teach you the truth. You're going to be off the mark, way off the mark, okay? Cottrell, you have it, my brother.
All praises. Glory and praise, honor to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But they got it right. You just got to know what Messiah means.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
What does it mean? It don't mean Jesus. It means the anointed.
The anointed.
Right? Yeah. That's what King David was. King David was anointed.
He was anointed.
So the sons of Korah are writing about a wedding that they're witnessing by our King David.
Exactly.
And he had how many wives? I think at least 150.
Yeah. Let me look it up for you while you're studying. I'm going to bring it back. I'm going to bring back this for you. Let me look it up right quick while you're studying. And I'm going to briefly interrupt you in your study and tell you the number. Okay?
Okie dokie. So these are sons of Korah describing what they see, what they feel about our king, King David. They go on to write, my heart overflows with the noble theme. I recite my verse for the king. They sound like rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
My tongue is like the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of the sons of men. He's talking about King David. Grace has anointed your lips. Therefore, Elohim has blessed you forever. We know King David likes to talk about praising Yah forever. And Yah blessing him forever.
Cottrell?
Cottrell,
if I may interrupt you, brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He had eight wives. Michael, Ahinoam, Abigail, Makkah, Haggith, Abithah, Iglah, and Bathsheba. And he had 18 children. Praise Yah.
Okay.
Okay.
Praise Yah. So this is, I guess, one of the eight, huh?
One of the wives.
So strap on your sword. Strap your sword in your thigh. Mighty one. We know King David was a mighty man. Your splendor and your majesty. I don't know if Jesus had a sword. In your majesty, ride on victoriously in behalf of truth, humility, and righteousness. Wow. That's tremendous. Those are powerful words, right? Let your right hand display awesome deeds, which he did. Slayed that giant with a rock. Your arrows are sharp. The nations fall under you with arrows in the heart of the king's enemy. So they're giving accolades to King David for defeating many kings in his lifetime. Your throne, Elohim, is forever and ever. Giving props to the Most High. A scepter of equity and the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, Elohim, your Elohim, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. Jesus was never anointed. King David was. And he was above his brothers in the fact that he was the king of the nation. All your garments smell like myrrh, aloes, and cassia. Out of ivory, palaces, string instruments have made you glad. And we know King David was proficient with the harp, string instrument that he soothed the spirit of King Saul. King's daughters are among your honorable women. And we know that Jesus didn't have many wives, but we know that King David had eight. At your right hand, the queen stands in gold over fur. We know that Jesus didn't have a queen. Did he? Did Jesus have a queen?
No.
Okay. Listen, daughter. Consider and turn your ear. Forget your own people. Don't worry about your family and also your father's house. You got to focus on the king so the king will desire your beauty. You distracted, he ain't going to want you, mama. Honor him, for he is your Lord. The daughter of Tyre comes with a gift. People from all countries coming to see King David. The rich among the people entreat your favor. The princess inside is all glorious. Her clothing is interwoven with gold. She shall be led to the king in embroidered work. The virgins, her companions who follow her, she shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing, they shall be led. They shall enter into the king's palace. Did Jesus have a palace?
No, he didn't.
Oh, King David had one, didn't he?
He certainly did.
Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You shall make them princes in all the earth. Did Jesus have sons that became princes?
No, he didn't.
King David did, though, didn't he?
He certainly did.
I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Do we remember King David's name?
We certainly do.
Okay. This generation, too. Therefore, the peoples shall give you thanks forever and ever. And I'm the number one fan of King David. I don't know about y'all, but I'm down with the Kohathite brothers, giving praise to the Most High, to our King. Because what he left behind for us, we should give him thanks for. He's leading us to the path of the Most High, who loves King David with all his heart, and vice versa. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, even our brothers, sons of Korah. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And Yah bless the king, King Dawud.
Yes, sir. Yah bless the king.
All right. That was self-explanatory. I don't know how they taught you. I'm sorry. So, Savia, my apologies. Did you have something to say?
No. I'm good. Good.
Okay. Well, this was self-explanatory. If you read it within the context, it was written, not a supplanting of who this king is. If you read it concisely, you understand exactly who they're making mention to, or talking in reference about. It's talking in reference about King Dawud, King Dawud only. So let's get these fundamentals right, people. Let's learn the fundamentals. Let's apply the fundamentals, and let's teach the fundamentals. Praise Yah, my tomorrow brothers and sisters. Let's get it right. We love you. May the Most High bless you and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Abia, any closing remarks and comments?
As always, family, shalom. Seek Yah, obey Yah, and always praise Yah. Good night, Sam.
I just want to explain something, people. Thank you, Sister Abby. I bless you. She ain't been nipping the bud. She don't not drink. She's had dental surgery. She's got stitches in her mouth. So she ain't been hitting the bottle. Sister Abby does not drink, okay? You did sound like you were drunk, though, sister. I just want to clarify that, clean it up for you, okay?
No, that's my vow. I'll stop drinking. I told her. I said, if you help me stop drinking, I'll never touch a drop. And
praise
I haven't to this day.
Praise Yah. Bless the Most High. Praise Yah.
Yep.
Praise Yah.
May the Most High continue to bless Sister Abia, strengthen her, give her the will and determination to follow his path, as well as all of us. But y'all notice how they try to stick Jesus in there, right? They just threw that word Messiah.
Exactly.
And that's just like a bell going off in people's head. Anytime they hear that Messiah, they think they automatically go to Jesus. But like you said, you have to read the whole chapter. Can't do the jump around, because they'll pull something out of this and say, see, the Old Testament is talking about Jesus. But it's not. It's not.
Exactly.
So you can see how smooth they try to be. The book was tampered with because they put all these labels and titles and changed the names, like we talk about, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And then they changed the Most High's name and put the Lord and God, and don't put his name in there. We could see that the Greeks literally tampered with Yah's word.
Exactly.
But when you have clear vision, you can see where they tampered.
Exactly.
It's imperative that we go through these words in detail, scrupulously, verse by verse, chapter by chapter. That's the only way you're going to really see the truth. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah. We love y'all. Shalom and good night. Tomorrow, brothers and sisters.
you're gone so long. There is no love in your heart. So sorry, then there is no hope for you.
There is no love.